This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, Lost and Found. Dear friends, if you think that your life can get pretty rough sometimes, think about what it would be like if you had to be perfect all the time. No flaws, no falls, no sins. You see, there's only one person who's ever met that standard, and it isn't you, and it sure isn't me. Over the course of a lifetime, we all mess up. Maybe it's a misstep, maybe it's a really bad habit, even an addiction, or maybe upon occasion, we have totally given in to sin and run wild. But big or little, the plain fact is that we're all sinners, some occasional, some habitual, some petty, some gross. Far from perfection, our lives are a cycle of falls and resurrections. You see, in our pride, in our frailty, we've all been lost to sin. But in Christ's love, we're all been found and redeemed. That's why this 15th chapter of Luke is called the New Testament's Lost and Found Department. You see, in these three parables, Jesus tells us repeatedly that when we lose our way, God will search for us. He'll find us. He'll heal us. He'll lead us home. In fact, Jesus has already done the hard part. He took our sins to the cross. He washed them in His blood. And we're born again in the waters of baptism. But life is long and our attention span, well, it's short. Like the sheep in the gospel, we wander away. We take God's protection for granted, even though He never takes us for granted. Till the day we die, He's looking out for us. Like the shepherd of the gospel, Jesus relentlessly pursues us. We may despair of our sins and give up on salvation, but the good shepherd, He never does. He's with us to our last breath. In depravity and sacrilege, He loves us. In addiction and depression, He calls us home. In repentance and recovery, He celebrates our return. In Luke's gospel, the gold coin obviously doesn't know it's lost, while the sheep is driven by an instinct to regain the comfort of the herd. You see, only the prodigal has free will. Only the prodigal knows the full extent of his loss. He clings to the slimmest hope of some meager accommodation. Not forgiveness, not reinstatement, just some paltry pity that will permit him to survive. As Christians, you and I know better. We know what to expect. Scripture reveals God's longing for us, His boundless love, His ready forgiveness. It's ours for the asking. We may stray, but my friends, we're never lost. When we turn to Him, when we turn from our sin, we're healed, we're recharged, we're made new. That's because we're not coins to be pocketed or sheep to be carried back to the flock. We're God's foolish sons and daughters, so often forgetting how much He loves us, how much He rejoices in us. You see, even as prodigal children, we're made in His image, and we're often His disappointment. We're always His beloved. In our many betrayals, God doesn't chase us down to punish us. When we hear His call, when we turn to Him, He runs to meet us with His love and His mercy. This gospel reminds us that we're saved, but our salvation must be refreshed and renewed. The world, the flesh, and the devil, they're all a powerful undertow, pulling us off His path, leading us astray. We've all fallen, and we may fall again, but by clinging to Christ, our falls become shorter. Our resurrections become higher. We can be misguided. We can stray. But in Christ, we're never lost. In Christ, we're found forever. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.